This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences over the loss of lives due to a factory fire in Solapur, Maharashtra. In a social media post, President Murmu expressed deepest condolences to all the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, PMNRF, to the next of the kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. He wished the injured recover soon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will undertake an official 6-day visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany from today to the 24th of this month. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will meet the leadership of the 3 countries and hold discussions with his counterparts on the entire gamut of bilateral relations and regional and global matters of mutual interest. The visit is part of India's ongoing diplomatic engagements aimed at deepening strategic ties and enhancing cooperation with key European partners, focusing on strategic partnerships, trade, investment, and regional and global issues of mutual interest. Deputy Chairman Rajya Sabha Harivansh led India's official delegation to the solemn ceremony of the inauguration of the pontificate of Pope Leo XIV in the Vatican City. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland, Yanthungo Patton, accompanied the Deputy Chairman at the event. The External Affairs Ministry said the Indian delegation had an audience with Pope Leo XIV after the ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had earlier tweeted his felicitations to Pope Leo XIV on his election as Supreme Pontiff. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, reviewed the functioning of the media units in the Ministry of Bengaluru yesterday. He held a meeting with senior officers and sought details on the activities. He visited various sections in Doordarshan and sought details on various programs being broadcast. The minister planted a sapling in the Doordarshan Kendra premises under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam program. Former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and Bahujan Samaj Party BSP Chief Mayawati has appointed Akash Anand as the National Chief Coordinator of the party. The decision was taken at a national-level meeting at the party's central office located in New Delhi. It was also decided that Akash Anand will take charge of the BSP's future programs in the country. During the meeting, the BSP chief also appreciated the valour and courage of the Indian Armed Forces under Operation Sindoor, launched in response of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. The party has also announced that it will contest the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar alone. India clinched the South Asian Football Federation SAFF Under-19 Championship 2025, beating Bangladesh 4-3 in the penalty shootout in the final at the Golden Jubilee Stadium in Upia, Arunachal Pradesh. The home team successfully defend their crown with a 1-1 equaliser after regulation time, forcing a nervy penalty shootout. India had taken the lead in the second minute through captain Singh Mayum Shami's goal. However, Bangladesh equalized in the 61st minute as Mohammad Joy Ahmed netted the goal. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated host Delhi Capitals by 10 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium tonight. And that's the end of this news bulletin.